What is up, everybody? We're back with another episode of the LTP. I'm Cameron.
And Adam. And what is up?
Dude, how have you been lately?
Yeah, dude. Okay, I've been not too bad.
How's it been since last episode with our buddy Nathan?
Well, Nathan went to Vegas and you and I started work.
That's true. We started our jobs. We've worked 3 days.
Worked 3 days. Felt like 3 weeks already.
Yeah. And today it is Saturday, June 6th, and it's 8:46 in the p.m. And we just got done with a big old barbecue from my brother Kyler.
Dude, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, the end was crazy.
Yeah, it was for his graduation. He graduated. Congratulations, my brother.
Shout out.
Shout out to Kyler Axel Bloom. And yeah, it started raining like really bad. And we had three canopies tied. They were zip tied together.
Three
and
canopies.
The wind just picked it up. And my mom was like, oh, shoot, we better go get the canopies. They're going to fly away. And we bolted outside and they flew in the air. And one of the legs came out right down at us. And we ducked and missed that. It was so scary. I looked back
and I almost hit me in the face.
I saw Greg from the JNGP, that Jeff and Greg podcast. Shout out.
All
right.
Doing a lot of shout outs.
Well,
episode.
So what's been going on? What happened
been
last
going
week?
On.
Or you this know, weekend? This
it's
past
actually,
weekend.
So I started a new job. I've never been on the paint crew before.
Right.
So let's try and describe what the paint crew is.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, we go to a school.
Right.
Right now we're at a middle school.
Right.
And
almost done.
You paint. You're painting.
You paint. Dude, paint. How many classrooms? Let's just say classrooms in the actual building. How many were there?
There
were,
that we painted, or
overall? Like so there was the. There was that. There was the one that we...
That we painted? That, like, that everyone painted?
No. So there was, what, room 32?
I have no idea. It was, like,
the,
room
it was
31.
The, like, was the first one from, like, where the office is. Yeah. And then there's the one across, and there's one down the hall. Then there was three in the annex building.
Yeah.
And then the Josh. Office, the entirety of the office. And then you and me did that part of the bathroom.
Yeah.
We did all this in it's 3 days, bro.
Who removed the tape in that bathroom? Speaking of which,
I'm not sure.
Oh, I have
no clue. I have no clue.
But yeah, so that's going good. Me and Cameron worked together the whole first day, and the second and third day we didn't work at all. Well, the second day we worked on one room, finished up a room, and then we were separated.
Yeah,
it was kind of whack. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
it
is what
it is.
I'll
still take it though because you're still hanging out.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Before.
Yeah.
Because the big part of me about my job. It's just that whole motivation to go to the job.
Exactly.
And this is not super stupid, but like, it is a lot easier when like you're hanging out.
Yeah,
sense.
Right. But we still work. Like, I don't get it, though. Because when we're together, we work. All we do is,
we
still talk and stuff, but we still work hard.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's not, like you said, it's not bad if we didn't work together, as long as we're still on the same crew.
I think
I
she's
really...
more afraid
that
she
just doesn't understand.
Luana is going to come in. And just see us talking, not think we're working.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're getting a lot. Like, we got a lot done. And we did it good, too. It's not like we half did it. We did it good. Whatever. But
right.
I kept cutting myself. That's not really bad. Not on purpose. But I kept getting injuries, and I kept bleeding.
Oh, yeah. You kept getting injured, yeah.
Now, here's a story that I did not tell you, actually.
Kay.
So I was on a ladder, and I moved the ladder too much. So I missed one of the high, because I was high trimming it. Which
right.
means that you paint high.
Yeah.
On, like, the corners and stuff they can't get to with a roller.
Right.
And I was leaning. I'm like, crap, I'm not close enough. And so I'm, like, jamming out to music, you know. And I'm, like, leaning. I'm like, oh, I can't get it. So I lean more. And I almost fell off, dude. And it was so scary. Because I had the whole – because you hold, like, a bucket of paint in your hand. You have the brush. So I'm, like, holding it in my hand. And I almost fell off. Like, the whole ladder tilted for a second.
That's scary.
And, dude, it scared
the
shoot
when,
out of me.
When you and me were – doing the trim and stuff in that room we did together, I almost knocked the paint bucket off the top of the ladder. And it's scary because I, for some reason, the good paint cups with that little strap on the side that you can put your hand in,
yeah.
I hate those. Those things ruin your knuckles. Like, there's only two of them, you know?
Yeah.
And the other ones have, like, the little handles. I like those a lot more.
Don't have any preference yet.
Yeah.
I've only worked for 3 days.
You'll figure it out.
Well, the thing about me is I use those for, like, when I'm doing, like, more low, I don't put out my, it's when I'm doing high.
Right.
And I get a top, but I don't know. That hasn't bothered me yet.
Yeah.
But
you've been working 3 days. Do you like trimming or rolling more? I've always liked trimming more.
Well, thing about me is trimming is a lot more, I'd say work almost, because you have to move the ladder, go up, do that part. But I do like it more also because, I was so confused what that was. But the rolling, it that one kills your arms a lot more.
Yeah. Like, for some reason. Well, okay.
And if you mess up, everyone knows it was you, too. And it's obviously you messed up.
Yeah, I always... ASMR. I always notice that rolling with an extension, that drains you real quick.
Oh, yeah. I was doing that. It's annoying. And I had to do two walls with that. Mm-hmm. And I did two walls. And I was with... What's Ella's sister's name?
Cynthia? I can't remember. It's something weird.
Something like Cynthia.
Something like that.
And then I was also with Avery. Mm-hmm. And we were there, and I left for a second to go to the bathroom, and I came back, and Avery was rolling. I'm like, do you got this? I can do it. And she's like, no, I'll do it. And I'm like, wait, you sure? And she's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, thank you, because I was, like, killing my arms.
Right.
So I did those two walls. No, I did three walls. Holy crap. Because I did three walls, and, like, oh, because it was the whole room had to be painted.
Right.
And, yeah. But we were working, like, us two was getting more done than those four people were. I mean, no diss on them. They were still working hard and doing stuff. I'm just saying that we're professionals. I mean, I'm still not professional because, like, beginning. But it's nice because, like, you don't, like, if you tell me I mess up, you're going to tell me I mess up. Which I hope you're not telling me I don't mess up because, yeah. But, yeah, so far, so good. Like, I feel like if you weren't on my team, crew, whatever you call it, I wouldn't be too upset just because it still would be, you know, it's still a good job.
Yeah.
But. It's just mostly just that whole, mostly lunchtime and the first part. Because going home, it's dope listening to our three songs. We listen to Every Day, I Work Hard, every, you know, that song.
Yeah, yeah.
We listen to Homicide, and then we listen to Like I Ain't. Those are our three songs. And those are the songs that, you know, it's kind of, you know, you get those kind three songs. To,
yeah.
But whenever I'm on work or I'm on the job, I don't listen to those songs. If they come on, I skip over them. Just because, like, that's my special songs. Special.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. So far, so good. I enjoy it. You know, not going to lie, though. Work can be torture sometimes. Transition. Yeah. So I was thinking of fun things to talk about on a podcast, and I thought of torture. Because that's so fun to talk about.
What do you think about execution?
Execution? Like, what do you mean? Like, old-time execution or, like, nowadays?
Like, gruesome methods of execution in the back good old days.
Are you good?
Because I just found a top 10 list, and I wanted to go over these with you.
The most brutal... Okay,
here's this is thing. Kind of a weird topic,
so
to be honest.
I looked up weirdest and most odd, like, super weird forms of torture that were used. And you looked up executions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just take turns, and you tell me one, and I'll tell you one, okay? You can go first.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Actually, I'll go first. Okay, so, not even joking. So, I looked this up just to make sure I'm on a good website. So, I haven't read through these yet. But this was literally the first thing that showed up. Tickle torture. Goats, salt, and ferocious, that's what it's called. Licking.
What? Okay. That is disturbing.
Tickle torture is... One second.
Tickle torture?
Tickle torture, the use of tickle to abuse, dominate, harass, or question an individual... I have not read this, guys. Question an individual within this genre exists in a number of methods. Okay, so let's start off with sugar or salt, goats, and victim's feet. The feet are smeared with salt or sugar, and a goat is brought in to lick it off. So they put salt on your feet, and a goat comes in. Oh my gosh. That doesn't sound bad, does it? Well, actually, once the sugar or salt is gone, you've got a few laughs, the goat keeps licking, blistering your feet, and eventually ripping skin off. Tickle torture can also induce such shortness of breath that victims become dizzy, vomit, and pass out.
That's freaking weird.
Okay. So this has been everywhere from medieval Europe to ancient Japan to Nazi concentration camps.
What?
So I've always made fun of tickle torture because whenever I look up torture at all, one of the top things is always like the brazen bowl. And it's like tickle torture. That does not sound gruesome, but actually that's messed up. So you're like, silly. And then suddenly, ooh. It's like, imagine like walking on glass, being forced to shove glass into your feet.
Ouch.
Ah. Ooh. Ooh.
All right. Have you heard of the Brazen Bull?
The Brazen Bull, I have.
Yeah? You know what it is?
Saw 7.
Okay. So it's a bull made out of brass.
Brass.
And basically, they would put a man inside of the bull, and if a fire would be lit beneath it. But this bull has a series of tubes and stuff, so that when the man is burning inside, his screams will be amplified from the tubes, and it'll sound like the bull is like roaring, but it's just the man inside screaming. That is disturbing.
Geez, that's disturbing.
Yeah, that's freaky. There's a lot of stuff for this.
Brazen, I did not know that. I thought someone's got like burned alive. There's nothing wrong. It's gruesome in itself.
All right, let's do two more.
Jeez. Okay.
Ooh, I don't like that one.
Okay, so this one's called rat torture.
Oh, is that like
hungry rats? Do they? I don't know. I haven't read it yet. Say what you want. Oh, by the way, like this website is called Ranker.com.
Right.
Shout out to them. Okay. Say what you want about rats, but they know how to survive. If you ever in a tight spot looking for escape, follow the rats. The furry little suckers. Oh, those furry little suckers, them, are almost as tenacious, tenacious D, as cockroaches. Perhaps what's that? I can't talk, guys. Perhaps that's what inspired rat torture. A gruesome practice adopted during the Middle Ages. Victims were placed on their backs. A bucket of live rats were placed, rimmed down on the victim's stomach. A flame was pressed against the overturned bucket, forcing the rats to make a no-brainer decision, stick around and get roasted, or claw through the victim's flesh at the other end of the bag, at the other end of the bucket. Victims of rat torture found out pretty quickly how much a rat would do to survive.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the Fast and the Furious movies, but that happened on the second one.
Oh, really?
Too Fast, Too Furious, yeah. This dude was trying to get some information out of some guy or something, and he did that.
I was thinking of, that
was weird.
Shout back out to, I think, episode 1, we talked about Sinister 2, how it being a terrible sequel to the first Sinister.
Yeah.
Because the first Sinister is so amazing.
Right.
But in the second Sinister, that's one of the ways that one of the people kills the family was, they put a whole bunch of, like, they put them all, like, in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on, and then they heat it up, so they all get killed.
Right.
Excuse me.
Nice. But,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah?
That's fine.
Well, there's this one here, kind of disturbing. I mean, they're all disturbing because it's execution, but it's called flaying. Have you heard of this?
It sounds familiar.
Basically, it's just execution, obviously, but they take a sharp knife and they just cut the remove the skin from the criminal.
That's fine.
It says, very ancient method of execution. This dude named Apostle Bartholomew.
Shout out Bartholomew.
Yeah. His skin and bones are kept in a cathedral in Sicily.
Why?
Don't know.
Why? I have one question though. Why?
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 All right. You ready to move on?
Actually, I have one more. Super quick. I was literally done, but this one pulled up. And just the title alone, I want to say it. White torture inflicts the pain of sensory deprivation on its victims. Okay, so y'all know solitary confinement. And then there's white torture. This weird practice is still in use in some places, such as Iran, which was accused of it in 2004. White torture involves putting someone in extreme isolation with complete sensory deprivation. Victims say they've put in stark white rooms, dressed in white clothes, and given meals of white rice on white plates. Guards reportedly wear sound-muffling clothes, so prisoners can't hear anything. White torture can last several weeks. Prisoners have been known to experience, among other things, intense depression and hallucinations. Is this as bad as being flayed? Probably not. But this is a total mess with your head thing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, imagine this, game. Don't get me wrong. That'd be like one of the worst forms of depression. Torture is you, like, give someone depression, like someone that's like, you know, they might be going, but you make them, imagine like giving someone depression. You can't give, some, you know what I'm saying though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like making someone go crazy. Now that, I don't know why. The fact that someone would like do that is just so messed up.
Yeah. And dude.
People, oh, it's so messed up.
Now, have you been to Disneyland or any Disney park?
So I went to Disneyland as a kid, but like super young, so I don't
so
remember.
So you don't remember it?
But in eighth grade, I went to Disney World.
Okay, in Florida?
In Florida, Dean.
So, dude, I just found this top 10 creepy things you'll only find in the Disney parks. And some of it kind of freaks me out, because I've been to Disneyland quite a few times in my days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of freaky, I'll be honest. So, I don't, some of these I don't know, but some of these I kind of do. So, Caesar the Ventriloquist Dummy. So, it's just some dummy, but it says he's a prop that you'll find in the queue of Tower of Terror in Disney World's Hollywood Studios.
They close that.
Yeah. Maybe even scarier than the ride itself. Caesar comes from an episode. Just some episode of the Twilight Zone. I don't know what's wrong with him. There's this one called Visiting Hell in Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It's like this, I don't even know. It's Visiting Hell in Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Which is funny because I love Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And I don't quite remember that. Maybe it's at Disney World. I don't know. I haven't been to Disney World since I was young. So actually, I don't know if you knew this. I've known this, but did you know some people, when they die, they want to get cremated and have their ashes spread at Disneyland?
I've heard people want to do that. Do you know if they can?
So, no. You can't. I'm pretty sure it's, like, very restricted. Now, I don't know if you know this, but there's a ride at Disneyland, and probably Disney World, I don't remember. The Haunted Mansion. That's very popular. Yeah, they have one at Disneyland, too. I love that ride. So, this is called Human Ashes at Haunted Mansion. It says, Disney parks attract people celebrating many occasions, including weddings, birthdays, and funerals, Apparently so. Disney has been forced to officially ban the spreading of ashes in their parks because it happens so often. FYI, you'll be kicked out of the park if you're caught. Guests have scattered ashes on rides from Pirates of the Caribbean. That's terrifying. It's a Small World, also terrifying.
The Haunted
Mansion seems to be a fan favorite.
Why?
Because it's ashes. I guess it's just related to death in the Haunted Mansion. Yes. But the Haunted Mansion probably has so much human ashes in it that it's not even funny. One Disneyland custodian told the Wall Street Journal, while the idea of spreading your loved one's ashes in a place that meant a lot to them is sweet, maybe don't do it in such a public place. It actually has its own violation code. That's crazy. It requires a special vacuum to be used.
That's just, like, weird. Sucking up like Greg's uncle, dude.
That'd be weird.
Great Aunt Susie. Okay. Dude. Yo, Susie, bro.
Looks like Disney World has a boardwalk inn, and there's these nanny chairs. They're kind of freaky looking, but it says Disney World's Boardwalk Inn is a deluxe resort themed for places like turn of the century Atlantic City and Coney Island in the late 1800s. When boardwalk attractions like carousels were becoming popular and the chariot-style benches for parents to sit while their children rode the wooden horses didn't exist. I don't know. I guess it's just... Oh, that's an ad. I almost read that. The ad, Where Betty White Lives at 97 will make you especially sad. And I'm like, what does that have to do anything?
Wait, how's it going to make me sad?
Yeah, it's an ad. This one freaks me out because I've always thought this and I've heard rumors about it, but I doubt it's true. So the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, there's skeletons everywhere, and it says there's real skeletons, which is kind of weird. But it says when Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride first opened in 1967, the engineers decided it needed more of a realistic feel. Apparently, the fake skeletons at the time seemed too fake and unrealistic. Their solution? Procure real skeletal remains from the UCLA Medical Center and add them to their set. It did give me... Okay, all right. Freaky. There's a video here. I'm not going to watch it. It says the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion. I don't know if you know. You walk into this big room with everybody. for the ride. Mansion? Yeah, and then it's like an elevator, pretty much.
I thought that was in the tower one.
No. It's not the big old drop ride. You're just like in an elevator. It's like a small room. It's not small.
Well,
room.
Yeah, and it goes.
And
up
there's no. There's pictures on the wall. Yeah. And it's just people, and then it shows how they're like dying. It's weird.
I thought that was Wait, is that Haunted Mansion?
Mm-hmm. They probably have one at Disney World, but there's one.
I thought that was the Terror.
Tower. The Tower of Terror doesn't exist at Disneyland anymore. It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Same ride. At Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, they changed it. You know the pictures you told me about? That of the kid, of people, like, you know, that they show them dying?
Well, that's Haunted Mansion.
They changed it at Disney World.
There's no, like, pictures on the Haunted Mansion?
There is, but now it's Disney characters.
Just, oh, like, really?
Making funny faces.
That's whammy.
Like, it'd be like Pumbaa, and then they'll show, like, Pumbaa and a tutu. I can't talk. A tutu.
Weird. I love Haunted Mansion. I love that ride. And then Freak Out in the beginning, there's, like, this ghost swirling up top.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's kind of freaky because abandoned things always like are kind of, like they're spooky within themselves, but like Disney has like two abandoned parks, not like a whole entire park because that would be cool, but like just like little resort parks like swimming places, Treasure Island, premier tourist destination, bird sanctuary. Only reachable by boat. That's cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That one I actually, we almost went to, but we couldn't.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, so Pirate George. Another one for Pirates of the Caribbean, but at this time we're focusing on the ride in Disney World. According to the popular Disney legend, while being built in the 1970s, a welder named George, who was working on the ride, died in a tragic accident.
Yikes.
His cause of death is a legend in itself, since no one seems to know exactly how it happened. But those who believe it happened say George Ghost haunts the ride to this day. That's scary. That's a little freaky.
I'm trying to talk about this.
Okay.
Oops, that's me. Okay, so... So, Disney World. Okay, so there's lots of rides, okay? In your opinion, which is the best, which is the worst rides at Disney World?
I don't remember anything about Disney World.
Or Land, or either one.
My absolute favorite ride of all time, Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Close to my heart.
This is going
to
sound super dumb, but there used to be a Trolls ride at Disney World. Because they have, where is it? I think it's in Epcot, where they have all the different countries, which is super cool, by the way, because they have a whole bunch of shops, like a Japanese shop with Japanese candy, actual Japanese candy in it, which is super cool. But then there's some of them, they have rides for it, but there used to have a Norwegian one, I think it was Norwegian, that had the Trolls, but they switched it to a Frozen ride, and the Frozen ride, I'm like, my mom like wanted to go on really bad, but I'm like, I'm good, but she's like, let's go, I'm like, okay, whatever, because why not? But my grandpa at the time, my grandma couldn't come because of health issues, so it was me, my dad, my mom, and my grandpa, my siblings couldn't come. So, it was us four, and we went to this ride, and it was so funny. Well, I'll get into the ride in a second, but there's this point where we're getting on the boat. Before we get on the boat, like, people in front of us are on the boat, and my grandpa is kind of old, you know, like grandpas do, and he starts getting on the ride. We're like, grandpa, and he's, like, really bad hearing, and finally he saw us, so he's, like, on the boat, and he's trying to leave, but the gates close on him. He's like, help, and then they open it, and then... Sorry. Excuse me. Hashtag 6 feet apart. But yeah, so oh my gosh, dude. We were laughing so hard and he was so embarrassed. But the Frozen ride itself was actually like really cool.
Yeah.
Same with the Little Mermaid ride. Like the rides you wouldn't expect are actually so
don't even start. Okay. Just you saying that is crazy because I was about to say that. Because when we go to Disneyland, we go 3 days. So we got 2 days at Disneyland and then we have one at California Adventures. Which is connected to Disneyland, but it's a whole nother section, you know? So, there's this little show they do called, like, World of Color. And it's, like, a show. And it's, like, projected over just water spraying in the air. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We didn't go
But
to
literally
that.
Right behind it is the Little Mermaid ride where we were. And me and my brother were going on it, like, we went on, like, 7 times in a row just waiting
it's
for the
such
show.
A good ride,
it's
dude.
So good. And then one time we got stuck on it and we were right in front of... There's, like, this part where all the fish and stuff are dancing around,
oh
and she's sitting behind a rock, and we got stuck right in front of her. Oh, looking at her.
She sees me. Dude, I don't know why. But on that ride, dude, like, it literally feels like you're... I guess we're talking about Disney World. They spend a lot of money on it, which, of course, they charge a lot of money, too, so they make bank off of it.
Right.
But, like, you feel like you're, like, in the movie, because, like, oh, dude, it's so crazy. But Splash Mountain, which I'll say is one of the most disappointing rides. Don't get me wrong, it's still a good ride, and it's still fun. Like, it's super fun. But, like, it's like the Splash Mountain. Like, everyone knows it, you know? And I think it's Peter Rabbit, right? Is that what it's off of? And then they have all, like, the bear and the fox chasing him. Either way, so we were actually... So you start off the ride, and you start off by going up, like, this tall thing before you get into the ride. And not even joking, we start going top, so we're pretty diagonal. Not diagonal. Yeah, diagonal. And the whole ride just shut down for, like, 15 minutes. Right there. And we're like, okay. But, dude, I've had rides shut down on me before. Mm-hmm. And one time, probably one of the weirdest ones, is you've been to Cannibal, right, in Lagoon?
Right.
The ride shut down on me when we were at the very top before we start. And it was like, my second time going on it. And we're thinking, it does not take this long. So it wasn't before we were, like, going on it. So we're at the top, and seriously, I started getting scared. I'm like, it broke down. Why did it break down? But yeah, it was all good. I don't know why it broke. I don't know why, but, like... Now, roller coasters is, like, one of the most safest things right now. Like, but, dude. Yeah, dude.
Oh. Don't even start. Okay. What? I just saw something, and then it reminded me of a ride, and then that ride reminded me of a trillion other rides that I love. And, dude, okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't know if... I'm sure there's some similarities with, Disney World. Well, I know there is. I don't know what I'm saying. So... But 17 Disneyland rides you can't miss. You ready for this? One of these is actually an unpopular opinion of mine, but we'll get there. Number one, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. Number two, Pirates of the Caribbean. Love it.
Yeah.
Number three, also love this one, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. It's what took over... the Tower of Terror.
I haven't been to that. It literally opened it's so up, cool. Like, right after.
And you know what's even cooler? We were in California for our trip, right? And we went to Disneyland. I can't remember which day happened first. But we went to California, and the whole ride is like, all the Guardians of the Galaxy are all, you know, they got trapped, but Rocket didn't. And so you see, like, a little Rocket Raccoon throughout the ride and stuff. And, like, just walk, or I can't remember if it was, yeah, like, walking to the ride or whatever. But it was so cool. And you know who voices Rocket, right?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. I don't remember if this happened one of the days before or one of the days after. We were driving in LA, right? And Bradley Cooper pulls up next to us in his Tesla.
Yeah. Dude, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
But Dad was like, is that Bradley Cooper?
And
I went, huh?
And you're like, oh, very funny, Dad.
You see Bradley Cooper, it was pretty cool. Dude, no. But anyway.
Oh, dude, I haven't seen very many celebrities in my day. Like, I want to really bad. Which is funny, because my dad's like, I don't get a big deal about seeing a celebrity. Like, oh, good job, you saw another human being. I'm like, a human being that you look up to. Like, I'll tell you right now, Eminem. I see Eminem.
Yes.
Yeah, immediately going to shake his hand. Just kidding, but no.
I give a little smooch? Just a little hand smooch?
I'll give his hand a smooch. I'm like, hey, yo, Em. Can I kiss your hand, dog? Please? Hey, yo. Dude, this would make my day.
Can
imagine if I go and kiss his hand. I'm like, hey, yo, can I kiss your hand? He's like, no.
Turns what into Ken Kniff.
Like, he's like, no. I'm like, what if I called you Ken? He's like,
and he's like,
of course. And I'm
like, yeah. All right. Number four, Haunted Mansion. We've talked about
Haunted Mansion. That's a classic. Okay,
dude, I remember, I think, I want to say it was 2012 when I went with my family. Dude, we went there and Radiator Springs was getting built. And then we went again, and it was done. And then we went again, and it was still done. Oh, dude, I forgot about this one. How did I forget about this? It was like my second favorite ride. Indiana Jones. Dude, that ride is sick.
I'm trying to think about that. I don't know if that one's at Disney World.
I don't know, but, dude, just the freaking, what's it called? The line to get to that ride is almost more exciting than the actual ride.
I love it when they do that, when they have a good line. Because sometimes the line's just, like,
wrapped around. Okay, this is kind of an unpopular opinion of mine. I don't really like this one. Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I was disappointed.
It's not even. It's not even like I just don't like it or I'm like scared
it's
of it or anything.
It's overhyped, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good
you just go
ride.
In and there's all the little puppets singing and dancing, and you get thrown off a.
And get a little wet.
You're in a log plume. I'm not a big fan.
Oh my god!
Soaring around the world.
Oh my god,
dude, that ride is sick.
That is.
I don't think that's what it's called though.
No. It used to be around,
soaring over California or something.
No, they changed it.
It's in Grizzly Peak. It's in California
Adventure.
Star Tours, dude.
Star Tours.
I love that ride. That's the thing that sucks. So all my family, except for, I don't know if my little brother does, but I'm pretty sure all my other family members get like motion sickness. So nobody really likes that ride. But it happens, you know.
Okay, so have you been on Space Mountain?
Yes. One of my favorite rides.
That one, first time watching it, not watching it, being on it, I had no idea what to expect. Okay. So I will tell you, going on that ride in 8th grade, love roller coasters, still scared me because I thought I was going to be the captain.
That ride was so cool, dude.
It's so cool. Once I got one, because you're going right at like a pole and it shoots down.
Gosh dang it.
But it seriously scares me because I'm always like, oh my god, the captain. So I always feel like I have to duck.
Number
little kid, you know.
Number 10, I'm going to skip. It's Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run.
I haven't been on
dude,
any Star Wars
number
rides.
11, one of my favorite rides of all time.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been on this. Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. You're in a submarine underwater. You go around on a little track underwater. It's actually really cool. And there's like all these ducks out, or seagulls out on the thing from the movie. They're going, mine, the whole time, you know. Oh, I'm going to skip this one. Number 13, Space Mountain, right there. I love that ride, dude.
Okay, wait.
What's up?
Okay, so in, like I said, I went when I was a lot younger, but I don't really remember it. But there's a couple things I remember.
What
so
do you
I'll tell you a couple
tell
things
me.
That really scared me. When I first went on Haunted Mansion, scared me.
I loved it.
But you have to remember, I was like 3 or 4. I don't know how old. I was young. And then one of the coolest ones, which we watched again when I was older, and it wasn't as cool when I was older, but as a kid, it was super cool, is they have a Finding Nemo live-action play.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been
no,
to
no,
it?
No,
oh.
No.
Well, like, it's basically the whole entire... Well, they cut over, of course, some scenes.
Right.
But like, all the main scenes they
did
have...
Did he touch the butt? Was that on there?
He touched the butt.
He touched the butt?
Yeah, he touched the butt. And, like, even, like, the turtles and, like, that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What's really cool is because, like, there's... Like, they actually, like, put a whole bunch of bubbles into the cloud. Into the... The crowd, and it's so crazy.
That's cool.
I remember that as a kid. It just amazed me. Another thing I remember as a kid and older, which is one of my favorite rides, and I don't know if you remember this, but the one that you're in the like the Jeep running away from the dinosaur. You have to get the little dinosaur. You have to escape through the like the time machine.
At Disneyland?
I don't know if it's at Disneyland. I think it's at Disneyland too. But yeah, going is like super shaky, and like you see the dinosaur because it's put on the track behind you, so it's following you the whole entire time. You have to go through it, and it's like screaming at you the whole time, and so you have to feel like you're running away from it. I mean, as a lot older, it's still cool because like it feels like you're like in the jungle because like, they do, of course, they put a whole bunch of money into it.
Right.
And then, but I remember as a kid, that scared me because you feel like there's actually a dinosaur behind you because like it doesn't just look like this, like it's not like
right.
And you feel like there's a dinosaur like chasing you.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy, dude.
Another one of my absolute favorite rides, which actually happens to make it number 14 on this list, is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh my god,
that road is crazy, bro.
I love that one.
See, I love speed when
my
it comes
mom
to roller
gets
coasters
crazy
and
motion sickness, and after that ride, she had to go and like not be on any rides for the rest of the day because I made her too motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually get crazy motion sickness. Like I'd be the one driving up to Rexburg and I get motion sickness.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, if you're listening, Rexburg is like a 30-minute drive. It's just like on the freeway. Like it's not like on a highway too. Like it's not anything to be motion sickness about.
Yeah.
But yeah, but now I don't get motion sickness like almost at all. And this is I'm like spinning in the chair, of course. But that's just human nature.
Number 15 is it's actually a new ride. It's actually not new. They just renamed it because the whole pier at Disneyland, they changed it to Pixar Pier. And this one's called the Incredicoaster. And it's just like that giant one that you see with like the Mickey Mouse face on it. Like over by the giant Ferris wheel.
What's the old name for it?
I can't remember now. It was...
What's it called now? The Incredicoaster? I'll look it up.
The Incredicoaster. I don't remember what it used to be called.
Do you remember the...
California Screamin'.
Oh, have you ever been on Rockin' Roller Coaster?
Rockin' Roller Coaster?
It's the really fast one. It goes like 60 miles per hour.
I maybe.
70 miles per hour, 80 miles per hour. It's like the fastest one they have there.
It's a small world.
Super crazy.
I love this one, dude. It's a small world.
I find it boring.
I don't find it. Well, okay. Well, there's this little bit of me, this childish bit of me, when it comes to Disneyland, and I just get so excited.
Well, here's the thing.
But it's weird.
As a kid, I loved it.
Right.
Well, as an adult, I just found it boring. Like, I remember like hearing the music like before you go into.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't like the music or anything like that.
Well, just the memories.
I just love.
It's way too small. Too, you just feel crowded, and like usually the rides kind of feel like you have room. Well,
you know what's weird? That kind of stuff, like this whole. There's a lot of stuff in me and in my head and stuff that just kind of gives me a weird vibe and it freaks me out, but I love it. Like, just being in the line and all the hedges and big structures and stuff, it freaks me out, but I love it.
You know, dude. Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh. But let's try and switch topics. So, have you been camping recently?
Recently? I don't know if I've been recently.
How about last month? Last month, have you gone camping?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was in scouting, so I'm going to camp out like every month. Either way, so I remember I was like, I don't really want to go anymore. So I stopped going to them, and they were my age too. And I remember it was one of my biggest regrets when it comes to that type of stuff. Because I remember because now it's mostly just younger kids that go. So it's a lot more boring now because I'm the oldest one. And everyone else has jobs and stuff. Because they all work on weekends, those noobs. Either way, so get to so I've been camping like twice this year. I've been camping like without what I've been camping about twice this year. Once was with my brother and Hannah and Hannah's family, and that's the one I asked you to go to, but you couldn't come.
Yeah.
And the other one was just last night with Isaac Crasper. If I had to pick which one I like more, this is really hard because here's the thing: is I was a lot more isolated with my brother and stuff. But that one was just nature. It was me and nature. Like, there was no cars. We saw deer. We saw animals. Like, it was crazy.
Right.
I mean, that's not super stupid. We live in Idaho. We see animals all the time. But just that fact that there's no service. Which I remember when I first got there, I'm like, no, service is crap.
Yeah.
But, like, and that night, I was going stargazing, and then I just watched Saw 4. Like, every camp out, I just watched Saw 4. And this last camp out, watched Saw 5. It's just that simple. Oh my gosh, that's actually funny to think about. I actually finished Saw 4 on that camp out, and I finished Saw 5 on this camp out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this camp out, this one was a lot more. It didn't feel as much as nature. It felt more like a sleepover.
Yeah.
With a headache. Like, if like a sleepover that I could get in trouble for being too loud. So, I didn't enjoy it as much. I mean, it was fun and all because, like, it's still outdoors and you're still with your friends.
Where did you guys go?
Twin Bridges.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great campsite, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
it's
for
a
sure.
30-minute away. It's still in the woods. It's not, like, on this, you know. But it's obviously a campground.
Yeah.
Like, the one that we found was literally on a road, a field off the road. It was, like, a flat field. And then they brought two trailers, but I stayed in the back of a truck. Like, the back, like, in the bed of the truck.
Uh-huh.
So I could go stargazing and stuff. It was a warm night. And then that one night, last night was a warm night. It was great. Like, I enjoyed it. But, so nothing really crazy happened.
Yeah.
But I've had some crazy stories with camping. I would say probably one of the scariest moments of my whole camping experience. I don't know. There's a couple. One was I was with some friends, and this was one of the earliest moments of me having an all-nighter. So I wanted to pull up all night, an all-nighter. And so we're telling ghost stories.
Right.
We had a light on, because for me, an all-nighter is way easier if you have lights on. It's way easier. Like, yeah, for sure. Way easier. Anyway, so we have the light on, and so we were just like, talking and telling ghost stories. And I don't remember what the ghost story was. But then we heard chains in the distance. And immediately we get scared because it's that. And we heard walking right outside of our tent. And so one of my friends had, like, a brand new hatchet that was, like, super nice.
Uh-huh.
And so they voted me, of course, to go out and check on it. And I walked outside and we heard footprints. Nothing was there. Scared the crap out of me. So I run back and I'm like, dude, in this middle of the winter, by the way, so it's like snow. So I'm in here walking here, like snowing, like
right,
crunching.
Right, yeah.
So we know we hear snow crunching and we hear chains. and we're telling ghost stories. And we got so scared. I remember that night, we literally just, like, sat around with a hatchet. But one of the first times I ever pulled an all-nighter successfully, because that night we went to bed, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, but we fell asleep until about 8.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's an all-nighter, but it's pretty much, we stayed up till the sunlight.
Yeah.
But probably my first, I consider this my first all-nighter, where I stayed up, I fell asleep for, like, 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Yeah. I call it all-nighter because one reason I fell asleep is because we got caught at, like, 6:30 in the morning. No, it was, like, 7 in the morning. Because we're like, okay, let's go downstairs at 7. We go downstairs at 7. They're like, hey, go back to bed. So we went back to bed, and we actually fell asleep for, like, 30 minutes. It was so stupid. But that one was so dope. Because that one back then, I didn't have my phone on me, but they had their phones. And I had my phone, too, but I didn't have data. And they did. So, like, but, like, usually when your friends have data and you don't, it's usually so annoying because they're on their phones the whole time, and you're over here, like, bored. But, like, we were all, like, joking around because, like, one of the kids, I can't remember, I'm trying to think of his name, but he was, like, because it was me, Nathan, you know Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
It was this kid named Isaac Carrillo and I think another kid named Isaac. And it was a cabin, so we were on beds, which I love cabin camping. That's, like, a sleepover, basically, to me.
Yeah.
So it was so dope. Yeah, dude, it was so dope. And we stayed up all night long, and we just basically jammed out some music and we talked.
Right.
And it was a great time to scary stories. But I say the first all nighter where I didn't fall asleep. Like, I didn't fall asleep whatsoever. Like, I fell asleep for literally a second. Like, I went, like, my head popped down. My friend's like, ow. My friend, like, hit me. And he's all like, yo. I'm like,
wake up, dog.
And that one was super funny because it was at a trap this year. So I was a late bloomer. So I was 16. And it's probably my first one that I stayed up all. I can remember staying up all. Like, not going to bed, like, early in the morning. I didn't go back to bed till, like, 11 o'clock. That, like, no, like, 12 o'clock the next night. So I stayed up for a long time. Well, I shouldn't say maybe the first one. It was for the longest I've ever stayed up. But that one, it was so funny because we weren't even planning on pulling an all-nighter because it was the first night we were there. Because we were there for like half a week. And we started off and I had like monsters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after I stopped drinking energy drinks for a while because I was broke. But I saved up enough money so I could do this. So I was like wide awake. And we didn't go to bed till like 11. So I'm and the lights were on, and we're, like, joking around, and I brought my PS4, we're playing the PS4, like, having a good time.
Yeah.
And then it got to, like, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they made coffee, and I don't drink coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But I chugged that.
Dude, it was so my God. Funny.
What I time hope, are we at?
42 minutes, 35 seconds. So, I actually wanted to talk to you about this, bro, because when we go camping, when we go camping, it's insane.
What do you mean when we go camping?
Not me and my family.
Yeah. Which, speaking of which, maybe not with your family. I wouldn't care if your family was with us. But we do need to go camping sometime soon.
Dude, I want you. You gotta come with us sometime. Because it gets whack. My dad brings bump box. We bump out to music, like, at night when it gets. Dude, there's one time. We have this cool spot at the Wolf Flats. And we go there a lot. We're kind of not going there as much. We're trying to find some new spots, you know? And now that my dad got his new truck, we can haul our trailer to new places. So, well, there's so one wait, night.
Do you stay in the tent or do you sleep in the trailer?
I prefer sleeping in a tent.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. So, one night, two stories. I don't know if it was the same camping trip, actually. But, so one night we were camping, right? And, yeah, it was different nights. So we were camping. There was, and every time, the only thing I hate about that spot is there's constantly people on, like, four-wheelers and dirt bikes just zooting down the road, and it's so annoying when you're just trying to, like, relax, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be camping, it's so annoying.
Especially when you're, like, either having a deep, because usually when I go camping with my family or friends, that's when we get, like, the quiet, deep conversations, you know? Because tired, you both get more, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Vulnerable, whatever
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, vulnerable.
There we go.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's so annoying. Even when one of your friends starts playing, like, blasting music. Because, like, when I'm there, I'm playing music, but, like, it's a lot quieter. Like, it's kind of like, background music.
Yeah. Yeah, so when we go, like, dude, it gets crazy at night. We always, My dad whips out his big old bump box. You saw it today. The big old red one.
Yeah.
He whipped that. Actually, I think it was a small one he whipped out. He was playing some loud.
Dad's small
bump box. It's right behind you. Matter of fact.
That's not small.
No, I think it was the big one, actually. I honestly can't remember. But we were playing some really loud Tech 9 music, you know? And these two dudes come over from the campground across from us. And they're like, yo,
yeah,
you guys are having a better party than us or something like that. And then the next day I saw that their license plates were from Missouri. So I'm wondering if they, like, noticed or knew it was Tech or something and it got their attention. But the music is loud from those bad boys. And it's nice when we're camping because we bump
Hell yeah. But yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's a fun time. I love camping, bro.
So I was with this last camp I was on. Me and Isaac, you know, because all of them are more kids. Like, they're younger kids. And I feel bad for this, by the way. Like, I'm not, like, this is kind of funny. But also, I feel bad for it. Like, but we were trying to scare them.
Yeah.
And Isaac runs away, but I thought he ran the other way. So I saw Isaac. I'm like, oh, they don't know he's over there. So I'm like, Isaac, is that you? Isaac, hold up your hand if that's you. Isaac, what the? And I said the word, the F word.
Whoops.
And slipped. All the kids there go. And I went, oh, I scared them. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just cussed. And one of them is my old best friend who's like super like he's heard me cuss before. And he's really chill about it. So I thought I was in trouble, dude. I was so scared because I wasn't going to go on a date tonight. But she couldn't be back in time, sadly.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, crap. They're going to call my mom and be like, your son's cussing in front of kids after them asking them not to. And I'm like, crap.
Oops.
That's why I was getting so mad at Isaac because he was playing like deep throat, like max volume. Like three, no, not 3 o'clock. Like
this song 2 o'clock is garbage. I hate that song.
It's so funny.
I hate it. It's annoying.
It's only fun when you're with your friends and you're all singing it.
That's annoying.
But if there's one kid in the car who doesn't like it, it's not fun.
Yeah. So don't have me in the car because I hate it.
We have.
Anyway, want to hear a random fact of the day?
I am ready. Random.
The tongue is the fastest healing part of the body. I don't know what that means. What, you bite off a slice of your tongue and it just grows back?
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Whenever you bite your tongue, it like you bleed and go crap, and then like.
Then I get a canker sore and it lasts 3 weeks.
On your lips, though, not on your tongue.
No, oh, on my tongue.
Yeah, but it's not like... Actually, I had one at work the other day.
I actually have one right now, as a matter of fact. It's probably from this Sprite Lemonade.
Not a sponsor.
I mean, you guys are
Hashtag not a sponsor.
I'm drinking my Monster Energy Zero Ultra. One second. Here's a little...
White one?
Money shot.
Okay. Mmm. Delicious.
I'll try to make that as loud as possible. This is drinking
ASMR. It worked, I guess.
ASMR.
Well.
We don't talk about ASMR. This is the third podcast.
No, we're not doing
fourth.
That.
Third episode. Fourth?
Yo. Okay.
Wait, this is the third episode.
This is the third episode, yes.
Yeah, third episode. I know, I was thinking it was the third episode, but I kept thinking it was like, if I'd done like, welcome to the third episode. I'm just crazy, bro. Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna interview you, dude. I'm gonna interview you. Okay?
Interview me? I'm ready, dude.
Let me find a good old.
While you look us up, I'm gonna go over some awkward conversations I've had with employers / because like I mow lawns before I had an official job. I mowed lawns in my neighborhood, so of course I have like some people that I mow lawns for. That get super awkward.
Right.
Okay. So first time ever mowing this lady's lawn, her name is Twyla. Shout out Twyla. She's never gonna listen to this.
Twyla.
She is seriously good, so baby? Nice. She gave me literally I mowed her lawn this week on Wednesday. And she gave me a $25 gift card for my birthday. Plus she paid me, and plus she gives me extra money to go buy a drink. She gave me $3 to go buy a drink. So she pays me $33 plus a $25 gift card for my birthday.
That's a lot of money.
And she gives me Christmas presents and stuff like that. And she's always super nice to me. And if I literally call her and be like, hey, like, I don't do this, but I used to. I'm like, hey, so I can't come mow your lawn today. Is it okay if I come tomorrow? She's like, yeah, just come whenever you can. It's like 100% my choice when I come. I mean, mm-hmm. I try to come when she wants to come because I want to, you know, please her and stuff like that. But then first time ever mowing a lawn, which I still feel bad for to this day, and it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she has a little part, which was like a little box, and there was like weeds there, slash flowers. I did not know there was flowers there. I mowed over all of it. She just started a garden in the middle of her lawn, thinking it would look good, and I ruined the whole thing. And she told me, and she apologized and paid me extra.
What?
Because I had to work extra to mow it all down because it was longer. I said, don't pay me extra. Don't pay me at all. This was my mistake. I'm so sorry. How can I make this up to you? Like, can I do some extra work for you? Because I felt really bad. Like, you would feel bad, too.
Yeah.
You just, you know, and she's, like, in a wheelchair. Like, I feel bad. And then she's like, no, 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 no. If you want more, tell me. I'm like, no, I don't know. No. She pays me. I'm going home. And usually when people get paid, you go home and you're like, yeah, I just got paid. Like, this is when I first started making money, too. So, like, back then, I got paid, I think, 25. That was a lot of money for me. And I remember going home, and I'm just, like, felt so bad for it.
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
That's sick.
It was so awkward, too.
Are you ready to answer some of these questions, though? What embarrasses you the most? And or what's been your most embarrassing moment?
Most embarrassing moment. Like, something that constantly embarrasses me slash my most embarrassing moment, or just something that happened?
Just tell me, like, an embarrassing moment that happened where you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I can think of mine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have many. I'm a big goof up. I goof up a lot, like, when it comes to either girls or, like, teachers. But I remember one time, oh, my gosh. I feel bad. This is embarrassing. But one of my friends that I had a crush on, her, like, I think it was her grandma, recently died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so me being my stupid, I forgot. I knew it on purpose. And, oh, my gosh. And I regret this joke, and it's not funny. Like, I agree, I'm a big idiot. But I made a joke about cancer. Like, I'm not saying it was, like, a stupid thing, and it's not real. But, like, and by the way, like, I seriously, like, probably get hate for this. But I made a stupid joke about cancer, and she starts crying. My crush, who, at the time, like I had no idea how she felt about me. So I'm all, like, I literally, like, so she, like, she like, I go to the bathroom, and then she leaves, and she starts crying, and I'm, like, and then, like, her best friend looks at me, and she's, like, you idiot, and I'm, like, I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Stanky leg, dog.
Or, but that's my most embarrassing, that's my fault. I've had embarrassing moments where it's other people's fault. Like, one time. this one's funny now. By the time, it was, like, super embarrassing. I was talking to my crush, and my friend, being the idiot he is, pantses me, but I wasn't wearing underwear. So just,
thunk, and I went, flink. How do you not wear underwear?
I used to not wear underwear. It was, like, elementary school.
Weird, but okay.
Yeah, I used to not wear underwear.
Okay, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
What would be
Wait, actually, time out. What's yours, big boy?
I don't want to talk about
it.
Well, it's because of you.
Hey, everybody.
You know, this is your fault why
time
it's
out.
My...
Hey, so this one goes out to Cameron's dad and stepmom. You ready for this? Okay, go. Listen up closely. What is it?
I hate you.
Love you too.
We were at work the other day. Yeah, you already know. You sick
Hell
freak.
Yeah.
This is... all your fault, dude. So
no regrets.
So so my supervisor Ella was like, yo, hop out. She's like, do you want to work with this chick or this chick? And I said, oh, that chick. I'm not gonna
names.
I won't say her name, I don't really care. So I go and work with I was by myself,
I
and then
say
she
name
came
because
in.
Because you know that your family, if they listen to this, going to be making fun of you for it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Which
wow.
They will, by the way. Yeah. I'll tell you guys her name personally.
Don't. No, you won't.
I'm just kidding. I won't.
I hate you.
Bro code.
Okay, yeah, bro code for life, dog. All right, so I work with this girl for hours. Hours.
Hours, yeah.
And then
so
the
jealous.
Next day,
they
by,
her,
it was just us
you.
For the
Love
last.
You.
Stop.
Love you.
Okay? Stop it.
Love you. Hey, no homo though. Love you.
Yeah, no homo.
Hey, it's Gay Pride Month. Full
yeah,
homo.
You're right. No, no.
Interlock my fingers right now.
Okay, no homo. That was not right. I didn't like that at all. Okay, so I work with her all day, and then they're like, "Hey, it's time for break," Or was it the end of the day? Was it cleaning
it was,
up?
It was the end of the day because you guys just cleaned up and you came into our room.
Right. So we go into the room where everybody was at.
Everybody, including this girl's older sister.
Yes, her older sister.
And she walks in the room too. So everyone.
So everybody walks into the room.
There's like eight people. All girls, by the way. Me and
do you want to explain the rest? You say it. I don't even want to say it. No, I'm out, dog.
So her and him walk in, and they're both like laughing until they were talking. I don't know. They listen to music. Who cares? They're both like happy. And I said, I don't remember exactly what I said. What exactly did I say? I was like, so did you guys kiss or something like that?
No. Somebody was like, oh, we're... Oh, that's what it was. What's her name?
Doesn't matter. Just go into...
I don't remember. So one of the girls was like, Avery, where have you been? And then you were like... Oh, I said her name. Gosh,
and then
she's like, oh, where have you been? Nobody heard it. Oh, yeah. Where have you been? And then you were like, oh, kissing Cameron.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I went, oh no. And I walked away.
Face bright red.
Bright red. That's just bright what happens. Red. I turned bright red.
Bright, like obviously blushing.
And then one of the girls, okay.
Oh, and me being the jackass I am calls him out on blushing too. Oh.
Yeah. It was annoying. Oh. And then one of the girls was like, oh, that was awkward. And then Avery, and then the last was like, he wishes. That's what that ticked me off.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's too far. You don't, she doesn't even know you.
Kind of.
So which one was it?
I haven't talked to her in quite literally years, and she knew how to spell my name. And my name's a bit diff.
Diff? It's six letters.
Yeah. Cameron. Usually they put an E in my name, Cameron. But I don't have an E in my name. It's Cameron, dog. Get out.
Okay, Cameron. Let's go. Come on.
All right. What would be your perfect day? Plan it out from waking day up or date? To bedtime.
I will describe it because this happened just this year and you were part of it.
Okay. What's up? It's probably going to be mine as well.
It probably won't because the rest of my day, I think you just fell asleep. But it was on my birthday.
Okay.
So
didn't fall asleep on your birthday.
No, I meant like you went home and fell asleep on my birthday. By the way, I'm hanging out with Nathan. Sure. I'm hanging out with Nathan.
On your actual birthday.
This is my birthday Eve.
And
you had work, so you got over, and you're like, "Yo, I can have a sleepover." I'm like, "Hell yeah!" So you come over, and we're watching. We're watching Kick A. I won't say this time. We're watching Kick A.
Okay.
And we're having a good time.
Great time.
And then I finished at like 12:30, and Nathan went home, mm-hmm. and then. We started watching Saw, but then we got into talking about, I think, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Yeah.
But then we got into personal stuff, and we also got into funny stuff, and we're just joking around, freestyling, just having a jolly good time. So that part was dope. Either way, so we stay up all... We didn't sleep at all.
No.
I wasn't even tired. Because I remember it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't tired. I'm like, dude, we should just sleep. And you're like, why? And I'm like, got me there. And then it got to like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, now we should sleep.
And then, nope. You know what was
and
funny?
And you
too?
Left at like 8.
Yeah.
And then we ate waffles. So I had a delicious waffle. And I go downstairs to take a nap. And then one of my best friends calls. And she's all like, yo, happy birthday. And we start talking. And she's like, yeah, so I can actually hang out today. I'm like, dope. Because I was going to hang out with her till later that night. So I'm like, dope. Should I hang out today? I'm like, when? She's like, you should come over now. And so then I went over there and we just hung out, talked, had a good time. And then, you know, like we just hung out. We just hung out, you know, there was no drama, no awkwardness. So I had a great time with you, I had a great time with her. And then after that, I came home and like my parents and my brother and stuff, they got me some gifts. I got like a longboard. I got a lot of soda. I got like a 24, my brother gave me a 24 pack of Mountain Dew. I got like a 12 pack of Coke Zero and a 12 pack of, I think, like root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was dope. I got 48 cans of stuff that lasted me like 2 weeks because I gave them. I let all my friends.
Yeah,
and
you
all
have
my
friends
family.
Over and they're like, "Yo, grab a
and
soda."
I would literally have like 4 cans a day. Like, I don't know how I didn't gain weight. But yeah. So then I go home and I go to Blaze with Nathan.
Right.
Not I go with Caitlin.
And
Caitlin at the time didn't know I had a sleepover because he asked if I could hang out that night and have a sleepover and I said, I can't.
That's
because
right.
Because he literally called like after I already made plans and stuff. So I'm like, yo, I can't tonight. I didn't tell him I couldn't have a sleepover. I just told him like, not with you tonight, basically.
Yeah.
And no diss to him. He's a great guy and I want to hang out with him. But like at the time, I'm like, well, I already have plans. I'm not going to cancel my plans to hang out with you because you're super late. Well, so I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna mention having a sleepover, but I'm not gonna lie to him either. So if he asks, did you have a sleepover last night with anybody, I'm gonna say yeah. But he doesn't ask. I'm like, okay, cool, we aight. And so we go to Blaze, and Nathan's like, hey, so the camera ended up staying the night? I'm like, yeah, yeah. He did.
Yeah, he did.
He did, actually. Yeah, he did. And but yeah, so like, I thought that was awkward. Then we go back to Miles, and Kaden has his Xbox, and we're playing. And I feel bad for Kaden because I would, at this time, you know, finally, it's like maybe 8 o'clock at night, and now all my tiredness is catching up to me.
Right.
And so I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, bro, but you got to go home. I'm way too tired for this. Like, we're playing Warzone, Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, okay, yeah, you got to go home. But yeah, so literally, so I started off, you know, having a great time laughing around. Like although we got serious, we just having a great time having, like, we're laughing, joking around. And then we had and we hung out with my other friend, and that was a great time. And, I don't know, it was just, like, for that one day, which don't get me wrong, I always have, there's good days, but for that one day, there was nothing to worry about. Yeah. Like, all sadness, all my worries, and I finally felt, like, truly just pure happiness for, like, a full day. Yeah. And the, I don't know, just feeling happy for a full day like that, that's a good feeling.
For sure.
Yeah. Not including the very next night, which turned to absolute trash. That doesn't matter. But that day was great.
For sure.
Yeah, what about you?
I don't even know what my favorite, or like, I can't think of like a perfect day, to be honest.
Perfect day for
me. I want to wake up early time, 7 o'clock maybe.
7 o'clock, unless I'm so tired.
Just kidding. Want to wake up, get up, get dressed,
go back to bed. Hell yeah.
That's it.
That's it, boy.
Sleep in all day. Can't all do that. All day.
So what? We get drunk. Just kidding.
So, I don't know. Probably grab a monster, you know? Enjoy the world. Maybe go fishing a little bit. Mm. Maybe go rip a couple lips, you know? Cast out a couple lures. Maybe jig a couple worms.
Yeah.
For catch all day.
Oh, and I'd be catching cat constantly, just catching fish.
Yeah,
but not like so much that you're like, oh, it's getting boring.
No, yeah, I want to like thrill, even dude. If I just go and catch like a couple
fish, but like at a good time, so it's like one fish and wait 5 hours to catch another fish.
Yeah, like a fish every thirty minutes.
Oh, second time today. Oh crap, you're gonna kill me. Oh no. Oh no, dude. Oh no.
Oh no, bro.
You said if
yeah. What's your biggest fear,
Adam? My biggest fear? You asking, like, super deep question, like, biggest fear or, like, top?
No, not like, oh, dying alone. Like, what's something that, like, spooks you?
Well, one of my biggest fears is more of people leave, like, just everyone leaving me, and I don't know why. It's like, you know, people have left me in the past, and they tell me why, and people have been in the past, and they don't tell me why. And when someone tells me, like, hey, I'm leaving you because you're too dramatic, I'm like, well, dang, it sucks. You know, of course it doesn't feel good.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, at least I can try to fix on this. When they just kind of leave, like, I have one friend, we talked all the time. And then one day, this is present day, like, I think it was, like, a week ago, like, maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, she literally just unadded me like that for no reason. And I texted her number. I'm like, yo, what's going on? And she didn't respond, and she still hasn't responded. And I just don't know why. Like, I'm not gonna unadd her yet because I'm like, well, maybe like she got grounded. So like one of my best friends back in the day, her name's Yoshi. Shout out Yoshi. She got grounded from her phone and everything, but she like her dad blocked everybody on her phone on Snapchat and stuff. So I couldn't get a hold of her in any way. So I thought she like hated me. So it sucked for a little bit, and finally found out she was grounded. It was a lot better. So I'm like, well, I shouldn't just drop somebody because I think they hate me. But yeah,
made a good decision.
But probably my biggest fear, which has happened to me multiple times, is more of being stalked. Wants to like hurt you because they're just crazy in their mind. They just want to hurt somebody and they choose you. Like I've heard stories of people like just go crazy. They just kill the closest person next to them. And that part scares me, dude.
I'm scared of whales.
Shut up.
And I'm colorblind.
Scared of commitment. Okay.
Okay.
What's your actually biggest fear?
I don't know.
I ain't scared of nothing. Boo! Oh my gosh.
I'm scared of Bugs Bunny.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
New motto for this podcast. Ow, you're hurting me.
That's how. Okay, yeah.
I see this first. Ow.
You're hurting me. Okay. Okay, sorry. That was a little weird. I don't know. Everyone just clicked it off.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Okay. Question time.
Okay.
Superheroes. Supervillains.
Ooh, I got the chills when he said that.
Okay, so you know, of course people like different heroes, you know, my favorite Spider-Man, Deadpool, people that. Which is super dumb because those two actually have superpowers. But when I was younger, I always loved like Batman, Iron Man. But like, all superpowers are just regular guys, basically. That just
with
became
money.
With like money. But then it became superheroes. Like, Actually, that's how Marvel like used to be.
I don't like the original Avengers. I don't like DC, to be honest.
I don't like DC either. But no, I like those kind of superheroes. Right. When it was always, if you like more Batman or Superman, I'm like, Batman, this dude's a bad A. And then Superman is just strong and
which
fly.
Is weird because
laser eyes.
Batman's just a rich fella.
Rich fella, gosh.
But that's dough. I don't know, dude. There's just something about Marvel, bro. Gets me,
dude. For real. But okay, so that's the good superheroes. Now let's talk about some superheroes that either made it to the movies or have not made it to the movie theater that you look at and just go, why? Like I don't.
You know, I was gonna say one. It's DC. And I just don't like it, and I don't know why they made a movie of it, and I bet you know where I'm about to go with this.
I don't.
Green Lantern.
Okay.
Green Lantern is
garbage. I think I'd say Shazam, and I love Shazam.
No, I haven't seen that one. Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to watch it.
I think of the main guy's name. He's in Chuck, which is a great TV show.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great... Shazam's a great movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a great... You should watch it sometime. I totally forgot.
Name is,
another one of my favorite my superheroes. Which I guess he's more of a... What's it called?
Anti-hero?
Kind of like Deadpool, kind of. You know what I'm talking about.
Venom?
You know it, boy.
Yeah, dude, I love Venom.
I'm talking about that
new
Venom.
I'm more of a Carnage fan, though.
Carnage? Dude, that movie was going to come out this year. I don't know what's going to come out now.
I forgot. I just saw a trailer for it not too long ago, and it had an actual date on it, but I don't know if it's true.
Well, Saw was supposed to come out already.
Oh, well, yeah, all the whole pandemic and all that. It's kind of pushed.
Pandemic?
But, no, bro, like, there's that part of me. A while ago, where I was like, I was so addicted to that stuff.
To
Venom and stuff.
Oh, it's Venom.
And I would do all this, like.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I love Carnage, but it's kind of funny, like, looking at it, and, like, every other symbiote, nerdy, all of them are, like, stronger than Venom.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, like, I like Venom, but I like.
Okay.
I forgot his actual name. I forgot Carnage's actual name. His host's
Carnage.
Name. Butch Cassidy.
Woody. Just kidding.
Butch Cassidy, I believe.
I don't... Wait, I have a question for you. So you're big into the whole symbiote. So is Carnage a symbiote?
Yes.
So how does he come in? Another alien?
What?
Explain me Carnage real fast. Like, how does Carnage start?
I don't know how he starts.
Well, I mean, like, you know how Venom... Do you know how Carnage, like, he gets with his host? Because in Venom, it shows, like, that they found alien life force, but then the movie shows, like, Carnage is already there, and he's already a serial killer. So
yeah,
they bring in the whole
symbiote. We also don't know how long it's been
since. I just realized the Carnage, like, his thing is he's a serial killer that knows so many ways to kill people.
Exactly.
My guess is in the movie for Carnage, he's going to be a serial killer that escapes and then gets a symbiote. So he's already a
No, I bet that's right.
Yeah.
But so that's the thing at the end. He's like, there's going to be Carnage. Which is dude, I got the chills, bro.
And it's, I have the chills right now, I'm not even joking.
Dude, I do that all the time. No, but his name, Butch Cassidy, that's why he's in prison. He's a serial killer. He just slaughters people. But I think that's what is cool about Butch Cassidy with Carnage, because they're both, like, these raw dogs who just slaughter people.
Yeah.
That's the thing, I like that type of stuff, you know? Like, the whole death. Yeah.
I love death.
That's why I like Carnage more, though. And he's red and black, but like.
Hillcrest. Ooh, ooh.
Don't say that.
Thunder.
Don't say
it. I'm just kidding. I still like Hillcrest better. I'm going to Thunder. I'm going to be graduating from Thunder. actually, I think my request may have got denied.
I hope so. Yeah.
Dude, I haven't told anybody that, but I got this email the other day from, like, Jessica something, Butler.
Butler? I'd say Hillcrest.
Yeah, about senior project form, and I emailed her, and I'm like, yo, so I'm putting a request to go into Thunder Ridge, and because about senior project and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Holy oh, crap. My God. Oh, did you take all the dollars out of it?
Strip club.
Dude. It's like is holy it really?
Crap, that's crazy, dude.
That's
dude.
Crazy. Dude, that's... Oh, my goodness. That's insane.
Dude.
That's crazy, dude.
You know what that means.
Like 100 ones? Did you count all of them? Strip club, dog. You should do it.
Okay, me and Cameron are go for you.
Yeah, I'm so... Playing. We'll one of the gifts my brother got for his graduation, he, I think it was from his dad's girlfriend. They made him like this lei, like those Hawaiian leis, but it's made out of just dollar bills, and there's like candy hanging off of it. He took that's all dope. The dollars out and he showed us his wallet, and it was a fat wad. That was crazy, dude.
That was so crazy.
That was really cool.
There's just something satisfying with just stacks of money, even just ones or whatever. And then they always put the 100 on top to make it look even more fancy.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you put 200s next to each other, and then you're like, "That's money." That's a lot of money,
but you see it like stacked in 20s.
You see like a stack of like 150 ones. You're like, "My man,
man, dude, yeah,
my man." But yeah, so what were we talking about? Oh yeah, about Carnage getting back. Oh yeah, bad superheroes.
Bad meets evil.
Bad meets evil. Shout out Eminem if you're listening.
Probably not. Definitely not.
He definitely is.
Okay.
He loves me. I love you too, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
But say my name. Eminem. What? Man, heck you guys. Wait, no, Ken. The man. Nice going, Shaggy.
All right. What were we even talking about? I'm so lost. Villains. See, that's the thing, dude. When I was a kid, I had this 3DS, right? I still have it.
Oh,
played all the
boy.
Pokemon games, dude.
All the
Pokemon games, bro. No, but I had this DC Lego Batman stuff. Don't do that. And
why?
When you beat the story, you can go through and play the story again, but as the villains. And
oh,
it's
really?
Like the exact same story, but you're on the villain side. And I That's loved it so much more than... I just loved the villains more than anything.
No. Which is... In my opinion, a good superhero movie, honestly, yeah, voice crack.
Oh, that was
honestly,
nice.
That honestly depends on how good the villain is. Because,
for real,
like,
dude, that's the thing. I like DC's villains more than I like the heroes. But Marvel, bro, come on.
They got the heroes. They got the heroes on their side, and they got Thanos.
Thanos.
Shout out to my boy Thanos if you're listening.
Definitely not.
Dude, you never know, bro.
Dude, he got his head chopped off.
Spoilers. Shout out
seen,
to the very first lunchtime podcast that we ever recorded. Gosh, memories, bro. Hey,
back
no spoilers.
To the days.
Because you didn't tell me you were recording. Hey, no spoilers. I'm like, have you not seen it? I've seen it. Then why? Doesn't matter. Just don't spoil me.
That's right. Just
didn't even
record.
Catch on. Didn't even catch on.
I knew
on.
We'd miss some funny stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's the worst, bro. When we're like doing a little... pre-show talk and we actually say some really funny stuff that we could have had on the podcast. It's garbage. Well, we're at...
Or like after the end. Where are we at?
Hour 13.
Dude, longest podcast, dude.
So far, yeah. Our second one was an hour and 12.
I saw that.
And we had a special guest.
I didn't even know that that one was that long until I clicked on it. Like, during it, I remember thinking, man, this one's going for a while. But the first one, the first one felt like the shortest, and it was the shortest. But the first one, like, was kind of like, what time is it? And you're like, 4 to 5 minutes. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? I don't remember exactly what time you told me.
Now, like, when I'm thinking about it now, we talked about Disneyland rides and stuff like that for such a long time.
Yeah, for real.
I think so. I think it was a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh, dude.
It's crazy. I'm going to browse my... Google Stories real quick and see if there's anything interesting.
Okay, while you do that, I'm going to talk real fast.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm just going to randomly just kind of browse on my mind. It's called Adam Rant. This is the daily Adam Rant. And then whatever comes to my mind, I'm just going to talk about, okay?
I'm going to say...
First off, what?
I was going to say, I'm going to say a word. And then you're going to rant, all right? Hold up, I have to find a...
Just say a word.
I have to find a word.
Say what first word comes to your mind.
What? Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. The beat maker and producer and
that,
singer.
That's what a producer is, but...
I know.
Merry Christmas.
Shut up. I was just listening off thing. Okay, sorry. Dr. Dre, Beats by Dre. Think about Beats. Okay, Beats. My brother, when he was younger, on Friday the 13th, he got a pair of Beats for his birthday. And it was, like, the most expensive thing we had in our house for a while. Because, like, we didn't...
The headphones?
Yeah. Okay. We never had expensive things. Like, we always had, like, the cheapest couch, cheapest TV. Like, we had a giant TV that was, like... It was huge. Like, it was a huge TV, but it was just, like, a box TV. So the screen itself wasn't that big, but the TV itself was huge. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
But, yeah, that TV, I remember, that's how I used to know how tall I was, if I could touch the top of that TV. And, dude, oh, my gosh. So I would reach the top of the TV, and I wouldn't be able to reach it. I remember one day, I could finally reach the top of the TV. I remember feeling the dust on top, and I'm like, look at my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, TV needs to be dust. And she's like, well, I'm like, I can touch the top of the TV. And she's like, yay. Another funny thing is, jumping. So I used to weigh a lot more, and I couldn't jump worth crap. But I started losing a whole bunch of weight, and I could jump a lot higher now. And I remember when I first started to be able to jump, I wouldn't know how high I could jump. So I'd like jump over a fence, not that kind of climb it, and then jump. And then the other day, I was jumping over one of my fences, and I was going to just kind of jump because I can jump pretty easily on top of it. So I went over to jump on top of it, and I just cleared the fence. I'm like, what? And yeah, dude, that was crazy. I don't know. I was proud of myself. And I was actually, that reminds me of, I was with, hanging out with a couple of my friends, and they were talking about this fence. They're like, I'm like, Kate, someone should go try to jump that. They're like, you dump. I'm like, okay. So I go and I meant to climb it again, and I totally just jumped over it. And I felt such a bad boy. It was so crazy. But on there, there's a little canal that kind of goes over it, and I'm like, in the jumping spirit. So I go over and I jump the canal. I'm like, heck yeah. And then I jump back over the canal, but I forgot that there's like a canal and there's a little just a puddle. So I jump over the canal. I'm like, look back at them. I'm like, yeah. I start walking backwards right into the puddle. That was embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Big moment. Oops, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I've had so many embarrassing moments in my life. I remember times where I would like fart in front of my crush. I'd be like,
dude, remember when you farted on the first day of work when you're, oh my God, that was so funny.
That was so loud.
We were in the little conference room that they built. Oh, I forgot about that. That's the way I'm paying. You just bent over it and we were crouched and then you just went. You looked at me and you're like,
dude, it was before I was talking too. So
it was quiet enough that nobody heard it, but I could hear it.
I thought everyone's gonna hear it because
that
would have
been so
funny. I totally
funny,
stopped,
bro.
And I'm like,
dude, on the first day, dude.
That's why you're a better friend than me, is because I would have pointed out, like, nice fart, Cameron. That was
yeah,
really
see,
loud.
I'm silent about
nice
it.
Fart,
I don't want to embarrass you. But
hey,
you
Cameron,
screwed me over.
You've been kissing lately. Hey, Cameron, you and Blank.
I already said the name, bro.
I'm not going to say it again.
Nobody remembers. Nobody remembers. It's okay.
I always forget people's names.
Yeah, you forgot, like, everybody's names.
Okay, I'm going to go over all their names, Cam.
Who's the supervisor?
Supervisor's name is Ella. I remember that because there's a girl in my ward named Ella. Who
or you can just remember her name is Ella. Who was the girl I worked with the previous that's younger?
That's younger that you worked with, like, last year?
Yeah, last summer.
Starts with a C, right?
Okay. You're close.
Okay. Well, that noise. I keep thinking it's not. It's Car. Karen.
Nope. Nope.
What's the second letter? Kerr.
Kerr. Yeah.
Kerr. Corinne.
Kerr.
Krista.
Kristen.
Kristen. Oh, yeah.
There Kristen.
He's
yeah.
like Christian. Like,
now, who was the other girl that I worked with over the summer that was taller?
I have no idea who worked with over the summer.
I don't know. But that's not
okay,
about
so
to
I know
do.
Avery and Becky are sisters.
Becca. There you go. That's what I was talking about. Becca.
Becca, that's who you worked with?
And then
Becca. I worked with Becca personally. I know. I think it's Cynthia.
It's something weird.
Something weird like that. And that is Ella's little sister. Hannah. I know Hannah.
There you go. And I know Hannah. That you said that. There's one more.
There's more than that. There's someone else too that we're forgetting. We're forgetting.
I know.
Well, I know who. I just can't think of her name.
Are you talking about the one?
The BYU.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Kendall.
But there's the oldest is our supervisor that I can think of.
Yes.
And that's Ella. And then I think the second oldest is Kendall. And that's the BYU. We call her BYU because we didn't know her name for the longest time.
Yeah.
And there's Hannah, who works with BYU a lot.
Yeah.
And there's Avery and Becca.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I think, I don't know her name. It's Cynthia.
Yeah, Ella's little sister, yeah.
And then those sisters. And then there's us. I think there's someone else, too.
No, I think that's it.
No, there's got to be someone else.
That's it.
Got to be someone else.
That's definitely it, dog.
Got to be someone else.
Well,
oh yeah, there's no.
No, there's not. That's it.
That's
dude.
It.
That's it, bro.
Yeah.
For now.
Now I'm gonna go over everyone I used to work with. Okay.
Wait, what?
Like my on the custodial crew.
Oh, okay. You.
Candace, if you're listening, tell me how close I am. Okay, there was Mark. Mark went to Australia on his mission. I remember that.
Okay.
He was cool.
Right.
I'm not gonna say if I like him all or not.
He was cool.
He was cool. One of them, can't think of his name right now, who's also cool. He was more short, and he was bald, and he goes to Falls Valley. His name, can't think of it. I can think of his face and everything. He goes to Falls Valley. Oh my gosh, this is going to bug me for a while now. Can't think of his name. Do you know his name?
I don't.
Oh, I thought you knew his name. Like, I'm so surprised.
I just slammed my face in the
There mic. Was, I think there's a guy named Moses.
Moses? Moses?
Yeah, I think there's a guy named Moses.
Okay.
There was...
All right.
I can't remember the other girl that worked at Falls Valley.
There's
one named Maria, I know for sure.
Okay.
There was, oh my gosh, I forgot her name. The one that that was the 19 one.
That was on her phone also? Whatever?
Yeah.
I know her name.
You do? Wait, hold up. I can't think of her name. What's her name?
Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela. And then I can't think of the one always that the other one that worked at Emin Elementary. Oh my gosh. Is it Tana or Tana?
Are you talking about the one that works at Iona?
The one that came here today.
Yeah, Tanya.
Tanya.
Okay,
Tanya. That doesn't sound right.
No, Tanya. What up, Tanya?
I think of other guys. I think there's four guys. Oh, no, there was Joe, who was deaf. And then there's another guy who was deaf, and he was more older. Can't think of his name.
I have a funny story.
He was part-time. I can't remember. There was... I'm trying to think. There's two in each elementary school, plus me. Well, actually, there's three in one of the schools because Michaela and then the older, not blind, deaf dude. They were both part time, and then they worked with another person at Diamond. I can't remember her
name. Right.
But yeah, okay, that's all I can think about. Yeah. I'm really bad with names, and of course.
So you said one. You said deaf earlier. Remind me of a story last summer.
Deaf.
Death.
Death.
No, deaf. Like,
deaf.
Can't
like
hear.
You can't hear. Okay.
Yeah.
I always get those two mixed up.
So, my brother
like,
for
I'm deaf.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine if you
so
were
my,
deaf.
My brother for a senior project last summer, we started a team for.
I smell deaf in the Relay for Life, dude.
And so we did like rummage sales. And so we had a bunch of extra stuff. So we were taking it to the DI, just me and him. And one of the dudes that was taking the bags and stuff, he was deaf. And my brother tried talking to him and he went, can't hear. And he didn't, yeah. But then my brother, for some reason, it was really funny to me, but cause he kept trying to talk to him and I wanted to be like, yo, he can't hear you, bro. It was really funny.
So,
nothing bad on him, but it was,
there's this show I used to be addicted to.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Psych?
It's just I was that. Well, actually, Chuck? Not really. I'm addicted to a lot of shows.
But The Office?
It was a nighttime show that I watched at night.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Which I call it night. I call
I
my
love
nighttime shows.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kind of like What We Do in the Shadows, Rick and Morty, stuff like that.
Yeah,
or Troll vs.
Yeah,
Universe,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Not Save
No,
the
that's
universe.
A game.
Yeah, no, I know.
Are you talking about the new one?
The new one, yeah.
Solar Opposites.
Solar Opposites.
I always remember it, but it's like one of those things where you always forget. No. It's one of those things, like something you always forget, but I, for some reason, forget it, and then I remember it instantly.
That one's really good. That one, if you haven't seen it, I'd watch it. It's voiced by the guy who does Rick and Morty too. Can't think of his name. But that one's a good
dude,
one.
Dude, have you ever played Jobs Simulator?
Wait 1 second. I'm gonna hurry and tell you.
Sorry.
Okay, so the show I would always watch. It's going to surprise you because, like, I'm always into comedies. At night, I usually watch comedies. But this is not a comedy. But I find it funny because, like, everyone has the same reaction. I'm talking about To Catch a Predator. And one of the dudes on that. That's not even
close to what I was expecting, bro.
Exactly. I think you wouldn't expect it. But yeah. One of the dudes on that show was deaf. Like, one of the Predators.
Yeah.
So he gets there. And then, like, of course, he, like, finds out about it.
Who?
I'm not sure. I watched, a YouTuber, like, watching him.
Oh, okay.
Named Mr. GG.
Have you... Okay, so...
But, yeah, it was so funny because the cops were like, freeze! He's like, freeze! And finally, he turned around and said, like, a whole bunch of cops, and he went... And he just stopped, just stared at them. And they show up, and they're getting down, and he's like, I can't hear. He just realized I was doing action motion, and you guys can't see me.
Yeah. Have you seen The Room?
The Room...
Or is it? Oh, hi, Mark. Have you seen that?
Oh, hi, Mark.
You know that? You know that James Franco movie?
Wait, one second.
The Disaster Movie?
Shh. Okay.
Have you seen... You know what I'm talking about?
James Franco
did the movie about it where he was playing as Tommy Wiseau.
I haven't seen him filming the movie.
It's I'm really cool. My dad told me it's on Netflix, and I'm so excited.
The only James Franco movie I watched have Seth Rogen in it.
Yeah.
Except for, like, Oz Great and Powerful, and then 127 Hours, is it called?
Spoiler alert.
Deadpool. Money Shot.
Yeah, that's a good movie too, dude.
Deadpool or 127 Hours?
Deadpool.
I was actually surprised because I watched 127 Hours because I heard it was pretty good. But, like, I'm thinking, how are they going to show this, like, an actual good movie about 127 Hours? That movie's messed up. So there's this point where he finds these two girls and he goes, like, skinny dipping with them. And so he, like, took a video of them. Like, when they were, like, in their underwear. And since his hand was stuck, he jerked off to the videos of that.
Weird.
And it was so weird because, like, you just see James Franco jerking. Like, he's not, you don't just see him, like, jerking off. You can see, like, his face and stuff watching the video.
Yeah.
And all the whole time thinking, oh, that's crusty.
All right. Well, we're at almost an hour and 30 minutes. So I think it's time we better
wrap this show up. Wrap it up.
All right. Episode 3.
Oh, speaking of which, we don't have any music because it keeps getting copyrighted.
Yeah, we got copyrighted. So we're just
going to sing you out. If I could fly, then I would.
All right, it's 10:12 in the p.m. Like
from up above and down
I'm Cameron.
Below. And your boy Adam. And this is episode 3 of the Lunchtime Podcast. Say it with me, Cameron.
Ow.
You're hurting me.
All right, we out. See you in the next one, boys. Yeah.